From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Members of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team are said to be at odds over who should serve as his Secretary of State. Rivals within the transition team are divided between the 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The president-elect, who has developed a reputation for changing his mind, has praised both Romney and Giuliani. Meantime, on Friday, Mr. Trump made appointments for Deputy National Security Advisor and Assistant to the President and White House Counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning the European Union that if it continues threatening his country, he will allow hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking at a Congress on Women's Justice in Istanbul Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. EU lawmakers have called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup, although EU governments are unlikely to take heed. Tropical Storm Otto is blamed for the deaths of 9 people on Costa Rica's border with Nicaragua. Costa Rica's president declared 3 days of national mourning beginning on Monday. The storm had been a Category 2 hurricane when it slammed into southeastern Nicaragua on Thursday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least 5 people were killed and 27 others wounded in a series of explosions Friday in the eastern Afghan province of Nangarhar. Local officials told VOA the explosions were from improvised explosive devices. They said 2 police officers and some children were among the casualties in Jalalabad, the provincial capital. A provincial government spokesman said Nangarhar's governor has promised to take the issue seriously and launch an investigation. The governor has warned local security officials that if similar incidents happen again in their areas of jurisdiction, they will be relieved of their duties based on a decree issued by President Ashraf Ghani. A train collision in Iran killed at least 43 people in the north-central province of Semnan. More than 100 others were taken to hospitals after Friday's crash involving a passenger train and an express train that had stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. Authorities believe the number of casualties is likely to rise and that cold weather that it is, may have been a factor in the crash. The initial investigation suggests that a mechanical failure possibly caused by cold weather. The Paris prosecutor says France has avoided an imminent terrorist attack and 5 recently arrested suspects received their orders from the Islamic State group. From Paris, Lisa Bryan reports for VOA, the men allegedly had been planning to strike targets near the capital next week.
Paris prosecutor François Molins told reporters that the men had been receiving instructions via an encrypted app from an Islamic State commander in the Iraq-Syria region.
Les premières exploitations qui ont pu être réalisées.
He said the men were planning to strike the Paris area next Thursday, although the exact target was not clear. He said authorities had found screenshots of Google Maps highlighting several places. Reports say the targets under consideration were police offices and the domestic intelligence headquarters in Paris, along with Disneyland theme park outside the capital. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A candidate in this month's U.S. presidential election has raised the necessary $5 million to fund a recount in 3 swing states won by Donald Trump. Green Party candidate Jill Stein said on her website that a recount will be filed in Wisconsin Friday, following by petitions for recounts in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Stein, however, stands too little to gain from a recount, having won around 1% of the popular vote. The statement on the website said the recount wasn't meant to help Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump. Rather, the website says the move is to protect democracy. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.